Okay, so let me open this up to discussion. It's obvious, and yet these things continue to happen. And I want to start with Ophelia. Ophelia, have you had experience in litigation against corporate entities, yes, discovering and then using emails? And tell us a little bit about any of those that you can think of.
Oh, man, have I had experience. I brought some of my own from some of my cases. I had one case a couple years ago where the lawsuit involved theft of trade secrets. And my client was alleging that another competing software company had stolen their source code. And here was one email from one of the developers in that case. Quote, all we did was reverse engineer the plaintiff's source code. Another email.
You mean there's something wrong with that?
Yeah.
That was, you know, exhibit number one, okay? Another was treat the plaintiff's source code as damaged freight. You probably understand the damaged freight is like anybody can have it. You know, it's up for grabs. Another case, this case involving a software development company that was selling high-dollar commercial litigation. Commercial software. In this case, it was supply chain software. And several emails were there, mostly from the development team who were complaining about the sales force. But here's an example. Quote, promise anything to customers, then the company struggles to cobble solutions together. Another email, misrepresent the product to the customers. Sales and solution people and executives have a superficial understanding of the products, which leads to irresponsible promises.